Okay. Welcome to Jhana Growth, sponsored by the BSWA. And my name is Sajan Kemawaro. I see a lot of many familiar faces. That's great to be back here. I thought we'd start with a bit of chanting. And Ananda, you want to get the books first? Yeah. And then maybe we'll go through the theme of the kind of long weekend retreat. Next couple of days, spending together. And maybe then end up with a bit of guided meditation to just settle people down. Some people had a long day driving here or working. Okay. So we'll do that. I think Bianca explained the 8 precepts to everybody. Mostly. Okay, we can go through that a bit. So. And just to get a quick show of hand, which I see a lot of familiar faces, but this is the first time for any first timers? Okay. Okay, so maybe we'll go through the 8 precepts a little bit. Yeah, a little gentle. This is traditional. We just started with the paying respects to the Triple Gem, which starts on page 8, for those who are interested. Of course, we don't do anything without bowing, so there you go. It's all optional, so for those who are new to this, just do whatever you feel is comfortable. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Sambucho Swaka to Ayena Bhagavata Dhammo Supati Pano Ayasa Bhagavato Asawaka Sango Tamayang Bhagavantang Sadamang Sasangang Himehi sakare hi yacharahang aro pitehi abhipo jayama saduno bante bhagava suchira parini putope pachima janata nukam pamanasa Himme sakare dugata panakara bhute patiganhatu Hamhakang digaratang hitaya sukaya Arahanga sama sambhuto bhagava Buddhang bhagavantang Abhiwademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato asavaka sangho sanghang namami. tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Ete pisa bhagava arahang sammasambuddho. Vecha charana sampanno sugato lokavidu. Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati. Satadeva manusanam Buddha Bhagavati.
So each monastery has a slightly different way of chanting. That's it, okay, yeah.
Tamayam Bhagavantam Abhipuchayame Tamaham Bhagavantam Sirasa Namami. Swakata Bhagavata Dhammo Sanghitiko Akaliko Ehipasiko Opanayiko Pajatang Veditambo Vinyuhi Tamahang Adhammang Abhipujayami Tamahang Adhammang Sirasanamami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho. Ucupatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho. Nyāyāpatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho. Samichipatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho. Yadidam catari purisa yugani atta purisa pugala. Esa bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho. Ahunayo pahunayo dakinayo anjali karaniyo. Anuttarang punya ketang lokasa. Tamahang asangkang abhipujayami. Tamahang asangkang sirasanamami.
Then we chant the Metta Sutta on page 15.
This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, not busy with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be happy, whatever living beings there may be. whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
Sadhu. Okay. Next is the taking of the three refuges and eight precepts. Yeah. Let me tell you which page. We're going to page 20, for those who are interested. Sorry, maybe 26. Eight precepts is 26. And I'm just going to ask. Yeah. Usually someone formally asks the text. Yeah.
Mayang Bhante Tisaranena Saha Attasila Yachama Dutiyampi mayang bante tisaranena saha attasila yacchama tatiyampi mayang bante tisaranena saha attasila yacchama.
So generally I'll do the Namo Tassa and then everybody else repeat after me after that. Okay? Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi.
Dutiyampi dhammang saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi dhammang saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Ti saranam gamana nitvitam. Okay, then we go to the eight precepts on page 28.
Anatipata veramane sikha padang samadhiyami.
Anatipata veramane sikha padang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
I undertake
the precept.
Adina dana veramane sikha padang samadhiyami.
Adina dana veramane sikha padang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking what is not given.
I
Abrahmacharya veramane sikha padang samadhiyami.
Abrahmacharya veramane sikha padang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from all sexual activity.
I undertake the precept to refrain from all sexual activities.
Musawada veramane sikha padang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from lying.
I undertake the precept to refrain from lying.
Sura meraya macha pamadatana veramane sikha padang samadhiyami.
Sura meraya macha pamadatana veramane sikha padang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating liquors and drugs which lead to carelessness.
Vikala bhojana veramane sikha padang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from eating at the wrong time.
I undertake the precept of refraining from eating at the wrong time.
Nacha gita vadita visukadasana malaganda vilepanna dharana mandana vipusanatana veramane sikha padang samadhiyami.
Nacha gita vadita
I undertake the precept to refrain from entertainment, beautification, and adornment.
I undertake the precept to refrain from beautification and adornment.
Ucha sayana, mahasayana, veramane, sikha padang samadhiyami.
Ucha sayana.
I undertake the precept to refrain from lying on a high or luxurious bed.
I undertake the precept to refrain from lying on a high or luxurious.
Imani atasika padani samadhiyami. Imani atasika padani silena sukitinjanti silena bhoga sampada silena nibitinjanti tasma silang visodaye.
Okay, great. So a few new people, so I thought we just explain briefly what these precepts mean. The first five precepts are the precept of all Buddhists that they keep a lifetime. And as I say over and over again, you're not Buddhist because you're born into a Buddhist family or you live in a certain place. You're Buddhist because of what you do. Yeah, and the basis of that, the foundation of that, is the foundation of harmlessness, of integrity. Yeah, living your life in a way that not harming yourself and not harming others. Yeah, so therefore the not killing, not stealing, not committing sexual misconduct, not lying, and not taking any liquor and intoxicating drinks, which leads to a carelessness. Because once you do the fifth precepts, the other four fly out the window pretty quickly as you're drunk. But as the retreat is on, something coming here to cultivate the mind, cultivating simplicity and stillness, then the third precept of complete celibacy. That way it focuses the mind, makes it clear that you're not here, this is not a spiritual singles club. You're here to look inward, not to look outside, and just to look at with each other with eyes of kind of kindness, not as an object of attraction, but just looking at each other with as meditators, as just beings who are looking to cultivate their mind for this next 3 or 4 days. And so it's the first five precepts is harmlessness, integrity, and then the next three is more of sort of restraint and simplicity. And that's the reason why we don't eat in the afternoon. Nothing wrong with eating in the afternoon. It's just that you hear it just takes up time and effort, to clean up, to look around. And the body generally feels a bit lighter as well. So not eating in the afternoon is for that reason. It's the same with the seven precepts of not distracting ourselves, listening to music or reading things too much, and adornment, trying to here to understand the body, understand the mind, understand reality, so we don't try to cover it up by wearing makeup or perfume, anything that kind of cover up what this body really is. Yeah. And the eighth precept of not sleeping in a high, luxurious bed, usually is the intention behind that. It's just not to indulge in sleep. But then again, like I said, there is the middle way, using your common sense, using your wisdom faculty. We had a long week, busy working, running around looking after your family, the kids, or whatever. You need some sleep, please. Take your time and settle into the meditation, settle into the retreat without pushing yourself too much. Yeah? So those are the eight precepts, which just kind of helps things to focus, first on harmlessness, because unless the mind is a bit of still, it's hard to settle the mind unless we keep these foundational aspects of the practice. Yeah. Any questions or comments? If you do need to take drugs for medical reasons, and the side effect is a bit of drowsiness or something, please, by all means, continue taking those drugs for your medical reasons. So not taking drugs as a form of entertainment, a form of distractions. But if there is a medical reason, then please continue doing that. Yeah. Any questions or comments from the people who are new to this retreat? Good. First of all, I just want to thank you, the BSWA, for inviting me back to lead the retreat. And it's always nice to come back to this place. Interesting, first time I saw Ajahn Brahm yesterday. Surprised we did cross path, because I understand Ajahn keeps quite a schedule of flying around. He said that he was flying so much these days that he has enough mileage points to buy his own aircraft, he says. Yeah. But first thing he says when he walks to the door, he says, "Welcome home." That's interesting. Been away for about 8 years. But it is very nice to come back to the Sangha and to the community of lay friends and supporters that I've seen over the years. We've all kind of grown up here together. We have monks to my right and nuns to my left. I've seen a few familiar faces over there as well. And yeah. And I was thinking, what should I talk about next 3-4 days? Usually there's a theme, people ask. But then having been trained in the Thai Four tradition, it's kind of brought up kind of just to be overly concerned with what things to talk about, but more of kind of the ability just to kind of be still and allows, you know, different things to come up. Having said that, I do want to offer something that is coherent and use and that is practical. And the theme that came up when I was just sitting here was, and just, you know, talking to different people, is theme for the next few days is maybe just kind of a bit of focus on the body. Yeah, be in the body, I think is the motto for this next 3-4 days. This kind of encouragement to focus, just kind of shift our awareness. Because we live in society from the head down to the body. Because we live in this kind of the digital age, so much of the activity is in our head. You know, just surfing the internet, through social media, everything is up in the thinking mind. And sometimes when we overuse the thinking mind, learn how to calm down, to slow down, there are kind of consequences of having an overused mind. You know, we can't stop thinking. A lot of anxieties, worries about the future, worries what might happen, starts to happen. So just this ability, just kind of send awareness down to the body, to be with, you know, different sensations in the body. And the good thing about being in the body is that it helps you also to stay in the present moment. You can only feel the body in the present moment. You might remember what it felt like yesterday. You might think, you might know, and you certainly don't know what it will feel like in the future. So as we send our awareness down to the chest or the shoulders, down to the back of the torso, it encourages the mind just to stay in the present moment, to feel what's it like to be in this body of ours. We'll have a body, we're obsessed. Certainly our culture is obsessed about the appearance of the body. But really, we don't really know the body so much because it's more obsessed with what it looks like. But this weekend, next few days, encouragement just to get to know it, to be with it. What physical sensations are you aware of in your body from moment to moment? The minute you wake up to the time you go to bed, how it's grounding. So do a few different practices, like to encourage people. It's just, you know, when you walk from your room to the Dhamma hall, instead of kind of setting the mind thinking about the past, send it towards the future, what might happen, what things you're going to do when you leave this. Just how about just being with the steps? How many steps does it take to go from your room, your bed, to the seat in the Dhamma hall? Just being aware of that much. Or as you enjoy the beautiful breakfast and the lunches that we have here, how many times do you chew your food before you swallow? Simple exercises like those. Well, how many mouthfuls do you take before you feel full? Yeah? So any kind of physical things that we do, just being with that, that judging that usually, eat less, the judging you should chew your food more, but just being with the chewing, how does that feel? To be with this, digestion process. To feel when the food goes down to your stomach. Yeah? The ability just to stay in the present moment. To send awareness to the body instead of, being obsessed in a mind, worrying what's happening. As you do that, as you bring awareness into the body, it does two things. Sorry, remind people. One is that it short circuits the ever accelerating mental activities that we have. Yeah, the more we think, the more we deplete the energy, and the less energy we have, then the mind becomes, a bit more dysfunctional. I think it's the word dysfunctional. The more weakened the mind is, then it gets is more prone to irritation, more prone to sadness, more prone to confusion and distraction. And one of the ways to kind of short circuit it is just to allow it to slow down. To do one thing. That's the encouragement. Yeah, so that's why mindfulness is very kind of popular in the West these days. It's the ability just to do one thing. And the less we do, the more focused we are, the energy starts to build up. Energy starts to not be leaked out. And the more energy in the mind, the more bright the mind is, the happier you become, naturally. Yeah, it's not through an act of willpower, not through an act of kind of forcing the mind, but as we learn to slow down, to rest, to recharge the mind, there's a sense of increased sense of well-being, increased sense of connection, increasing sense of just kind of ability to, happiness, sense of well-being. And we all want to be happy, want to feel connected, want to be inspired. But how do we get there? Yeah. So it does take a training, ability to restrain the mind initially, ability to focus. Yeah. And any wholesome states of mind is something that's within reach, each and every one of us. But it does take work. It does take a bit of focus. Just like a bit of training. Yeah. The only thing that we get naturally, the only thing we get for free is distraction, confusion, anxieties, and worries. Those are sometimes the natural states of the mind. But we want to move away from that. Move towards clarity, towards simplicity, towards a sense of connectedness. Then we need to train the mind, because it's just the physics of the mind. The more we think, the more we worry, the more tired we become. The more tired we get in the mind, we just start feeling irritated, feeling confused, feeling disconnected and alienated from ourselves and the people around us. Whereas the mind energy starts to, mind starts to strengthen, energy starts to build up, then naturally a sense of well-being, a sense of contentment, a sense of, peace and stillness arises in the mind. Yeah. So sometimes we think, I'm too angry, I'm too depressed, it's my fault. It isn't. It's just the physics of the mind. It's just like the body. You exercise, you train it, you feel healthier, stronger, naturally. But you just let the body not exercise, sitting around too much, and it starts to degenerate. It's not really your fault. It's just that's just the physics of the body. The mind has the same thing. Yeah. So knowing that, we always focus our attention on training it, to restraining it, to focusing it. Yeah. Mostly in the present moment. Just happy just to be here. Yeah. So, as you have probably had a long day, I think one way to start the retreat, kind of to end the night, is maybe just a bit of guided meditation. Yeah. Encouraging people just to kind of be in the present moment, learning to be still. So maybe we set ourselves into posture first. So I just want to hear it over and over again from Acharya. Yeah, there is no such thing as a right posture. You don't have to be in full lotus. The right posture, the perfect posture, the best posture. It's whatever works for yourself, whatever allows you to hold your body for next 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. Something that's a balance between being comfortable, but also being awake, aware, and alert. Something that cultivates this awareness. So, first of all, we spend the next just a few minutes. This verse is just bringing our awareness to the body. What does it feel to be sitting here, to be in your body, right here, right now? Close your eyes and just sweep your awareness from the top of your head down to the floor, just to feel all the different physical sensations that's in your body. Also helpful just to take a deep breath and just exhale slowly. And also one of the ways to help calm the mind, to still the mind, you say to yourself using the mantra, nothing to do, nowhere to go. Really just to kind of, to be present, just to be. You can bring your awareness to the different parts of your body, sweeping the awareness from the top to the bottom. And it's just soothing, relaxing, any tight or tense areas you come across. You find yourself drifting away the present moment towards the past, things that happened early in the day, early in the week. Just remind yourself, just a gentle reminder, nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just to rest in the here and now, rest in the present moment. find that the mind drifts away. First is to accept that it's normal and just to gently bring it back to the body, bring it back to the present moment. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just to be here. What does that feel? What does that mean to you, to be here? So just a few more minutes before the meditation session ends. So now is the time just to look back on the experience. How does it feel just to bring your awareness into the body? What was it like as a physical sensation to soothe, to relax different parts of your body? Was it easy for you to stay with the body, or were you distracted with what happened early in the week? What's going to happen next week? You were distracted, just to know, yeah. Distracted mind feels like this. No more, no less. Or if the mind was focused, still, also, just to know, the still mind feels like this. Whatever the experience is, we can always learn from it to understand it better. To know what peace feels like, but also to know what distraction, confusion feels like. That way we can always learn from each and every meditation. There's no such thing as a bad meditation. It's all good. The only thing that comes to mind was, I think, in addition to the schedule, there's also an opportunity to have some questions and answer. Please write your questions down, and we'll go through it I think, 8 o'clock in the evening. The other thing was also an opportunity for interviews, which I think Bianca will set that up starting... Initially, I told her Saturday, but it's actually starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Yeah, it's just 10-minute slots, and happens outside the kitchen. Yeah. And then any questions or comments people might have regarding the retreats or... next couple of days. Excuse me? There. The what? Yeah, we can have a chat. Have any question? Okay. So I understand some may have a long week. This is Friday. You can take a rest right now. And then those who didn't have a long week, continue meditating.